Now, the Sunday Spin continues on 720 WGN. Here's Rick Pearson.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune, and our special Springfield edition of the Sunday Spin. Joining me here in the lovely basement of the Illinois State House is Amanda Vinicky from Illinois Public Radio. I know a lot of graduation ceremonies, that kind of thing going on this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I want to give a special shout out to my niece, Jillian Hansen, for her big graduation day from Warren Township High School. And unfortunately, because of duty calls in Springfield, I just wanted to let her know that I'm thinking about her on her special day. Well, joining us now on the Sunday Spin is Jim Durkin. He is the House Republican leader from Western Springs. And Representative Durkin, we've been talking about the Tuesday deadline, and it doesn't seem to be a lot of optimism that there's going to be this the grand compromise that Governor Rauner had been talking about.
Well, good morning to Rick and Amanda. And I will just say this. We've got a very limited amount of time to wrap this up. I walked out of a meeting 2 days ago with the four leaders and the governor. I walked in hopeful that we were reaching to a conclusion. There's been a lot of work done on a budget framework and also reforms that the governor believes are necessary, and so as do Republicans believe are necessary. But I was very discouraged when I walked out of the meeting when the Democrat leadership all but said that we're not going to get this done by Tuesday. So to me, punting it, basically saying, let's just punt and we'll take it up at another time. And to me, I believe that was very, very disappointing.
I mean, Representative and Leader, good morning, first of all. But, I mean, you say that they've walked away, and yet there have been. I mean, I know Rick and I were at the Capitol yesterday setting up and doing a test for the show and saw legislators that had spent the weekend working, and that was legislators from both parties. So have Democrats really thrown in the towel?
Well, no. Well, I think they want to give the appearance over the next 2 days that they're rank and file are still working, but the Democrat leadership clearly does not have an appetite to bring resolution to the impasse. And that was made abundantly clear 2 days ago on Friday when we had a very brief meeting. And it was I think that when the signal is coming from leadership, when there's 4.5 days to go, that we really can't get this done. I was in the meeting. Rank and file and the working groups weren't. It just gives me, the great apprehension of whether or not there is or if there ever has been a true sense of a bipartisan solution to this impasse.
So Senate President John Cullerton's proposal to have maybe a short-term stopgap budget while these negotiations continue, you view that as just more kind of trying to kick this can down the road?
Of course. I mean, these negotiations began over a year ago when the first working groups were started in 2015, in which the governor made it very clear, let's work together, find a way in which we can find some common sense reforms. And we did that a year ago. They walked away, and then they threw the governor a budget that was, you know, $4 billion out of balance. And we're trying to do it again in a bipartisan manner. And while I believe that the working groups are making progress, I think I think that the directive from their leadership is that stick with it, continue doing it, and we'll make the ultimate decision at the end, which is the case. But I mean, this is a continuation of the previous year. It's just taking a few different twists and turns, but I'm sensing that Democrats are not apt, nor do they want to deliver anything that is positive for this governor.
Yeah, Representative Durkin, can you talk more about the governor last year did have the opportunity, Democrats say, to instead of wholesale rejecting the budget, save for spending on schools, to line item veto it. And yet again, yes, they're planning to send a budget that is out of balance, but they say line item veto it or is that proving the case that either the tax hike of 2011 should never have been rolled back or that one is needed now? If he's not able to line item veto, that, okay, get on board with revenue.
You know, the Democrats could have done this back in the lame duck session just before Governor Quinn's exit from the office, but they had no desire to give this additional revenue to this governor.
Well, the governor didn't.
He said he didn't want it.
The governor said he didn't want it.
Well, they could have done it on themselves. They clearly are operating the budget on their own, schedule. They had the votes to pass it in a lame duck session. If it's not a question of whether or not the governor wanted it, I mean. They're running the budget. They're making decisions on how much, what the spending levels are in the state of Illinois. They could have solved that problem in the lame duck session a year and a half ago. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, again, like I said before, this is just this is deja vu all over again. But I believe it's if they sent him a budget that was right, maybe out of balance by a little bit, sure. But this is obscene. It was $4 billion last year. They sent him a spending bill. Well, the House passed a spending bill just about a week ago that is $7 billion out of balance. But, I mean, this is the greatest of check-kiting, check-bouncing that has ever occurred in the state of Illinois. So it's irresponsible. It's not meant to be serious. It's meant to just embarrass the Republicans and also the Republican governor, as opposed to putting their differences aside. Let's work together, which we have in the past, but on the ultimate issue of leaving Springfield with a balanced budget, which will accommodate everybody's priorities, I don't believe the Democrats will ever reach that conclusion.
Isn't it difficult, though, when you look at the number of issues in these working groups that are going on, and you have a budgetary working group as well. But you know as well as I do, to achieve these votes that'll be necessary, including ones for a tax increase or other revenue enhancements, as it were, but they're all interconnected, and that there are trade-offs that exist. And to truly achieve a grand compromise, people, you know, there's got to be some comprehensive give and get before such a vote could happen.
Well, of course, but you know, there is time for that, and that is what leadership does. It is Sunday. We will be meeting again this afternoon, and we will know at that point whether or not the Democrat leadership is willing to work with this governor. The governor has made it very clear, and I think it's, you know, for people to say the governor's not willing to compromise, my gosh, he's indicated he's willing to support a tax increase. That's a Republican governor who's in his second year of his first term. He says, I'm willing to accommodate spending demands of the Democrats by adding new revenues. But the fact is, what's wrong with the governor? And, I mean, well, first of all, it should come as no surprise to the governor says, I need business reforms. And if you do that, I'll work with you guys. It's, I'm just very much... I'm baffled by the continuing roadblocks that the Democrats throw up every time the governor says, I'm willing to work with you and I'm willing to negotiate with you when we go for a second round of working groups in a matter of a year and a half to find commonality on important issues of the state. It just, again, it gets back to what I've said earlier. Do the Democrats really want to deliver this governor any sense of victory during this term of office?
We're speaking with Illinois House Republican Leader Jim Durkin from Western Springs. I'm Rick Pearson, along with Amanda Vinicky. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, alongside Amanda Vinicky, on this special Springfield edition of the Sunday Spin, the final scheduled weekend of the spring legislative session. And joining me on the phone is Illinois House Republican Leader Jim Durkin from Western Springs. Leader Durkin, I'm curious to what your thoughts are. You mentioned that the budget bill that the House Democrats passed out, it's now headed to the Senate. Senate Democrats aren't real happy with it at this point, but if it's the last train out of town, they're probably going to vote for it. What then does Governor Rauner do with it?
You know, I think the question is, you know, the governor will have some time to take action on it, but unfortunately, we're going to get into the overtime session, and the vote threshold is going to be a lot different. I will say this, is that Democrats are going to, you know, move in a direction that's responsible, that is good for the Illinois economy on a number of issues that we have been debating for a year and a half, and items that the governor campaigned on. So, I'm quite taken back when they don't feel that the governor's being responsible, but he's been talking about this for 2 years. I think that there's a way in which we can solve something this summer. I'd like to get it solved by Tuesday. I think all of us would. At least I do. I'm not sure if all do. But I can't predict what the governor is going to do. I want to see what type of good faith the Democrats are going to exercise over the next 48 hours, or if we go into overtime session, what type of good faith are they going to exercise at that point? At this point, it's a doozy. Apparently, they didn't learn their lesson from last year. This is $7 billion out of balance. And they'll come up with all kinds of, they'll spin it in a million different ways, that this is really up to the governor, but it's up to them, and it's up to them to make decisions that are responsible for Illinoisans when they pass appropriation and spending bills. So right now, governors, we're going to talk about it. I'm not going to predict what the governor is going to do. I voted against it. I spoke against it on the floor, as did many of my members, and none of us supported that bill because we know at the end of the day it's irresponsible. It's a continuation of what the Democrats have done over years and years and years to the Illinois economy. We've stopped the wrecking ball in a sense because we have blocked them on their spending, their horrible spending decisions that they've made time and time again. But let's get past that. We know that there's an election coming up in November. The Democrats have all of the political ammunition that they want with all their political propaganda votes that they've been putting up on board for the past year. Put that aside. Let's get the job done.
Will you encourage the governor, though, to sign elements if this out of balance plan goes to his desk? Will you encourage him to use his power to, instead of vetoing it outright, allow some spending to go forward? And he in particular has called for school funding to be put in place regardless. Should he allow that to go forward? And I guess adding on to that, I mean, he's complained about all these the ways that Democrats want to fund schools, but where's Republicans' plan for changing the way that Illinois funds education? Does it need to change?
I think that there's a strong argument to be made. That argument's been going on for over 20 years. The last time that there was ever an attempt to be made was back in, I think, 1997, 1998, which the House passed a legislation which would be a tax swap legislation, which would go towards, you know, evening out the financing of public education. But it failed in the Senate, and I think, Rick, you probably remember that day in which it failed. The president of the Senate at that time, I think, we call it did a Houdini in the last days of session.
Yes, indeed.
But anyway, it's not that easy. But here's what we've done. We've stated over the years that we're not going to touch it, but I've made a commitment, so as a governor and a Senate leader, that we would take up the school aid issue. And my colleagues in the House and the House Republican side said, yeah, let's get this done. It's an archaic system. It's not working. It's perpetuated, and it's upon winners and losers. Let's figure it out. Let's be responsible, and we will do it. Let's get a budget done first. And, you know, that's my commitment. You know, I think in Springfield, your word means something. And my word to the Democrats is that we will work with you on a school aid funding reform bill, one that does not continue this whole notion of winners and losers. We need to be able to help school districts that have poor EAVs, that are not able to support their schools to the extent that they should. But we also know that for years and years and years, Chicago's been getting a nice kiss from Springfield on everything, including education funding. So there's a lot to it, but we can address it. We can get it done. I'm convinced we can get it done, but let's get this darn budget resolved first.
And isn't that what Democrats say to Republicans in terms of the quote-unquote turnaround agenda? get the budget done first?
I know this is their little spin right now. They said this is our turnaround agenda. It's cute. It's funny. But the fact is, the turnaround agenda is about putting people back to work. Democrats have not done a very good job of helping the states, at least since Blagojevich took office. Look what's happened with our backlog of bills. Look what's happened with our credit downgrades. Look what has happened with our unemployment. That comes under their watch. I'm really fascinated when I hear about Democrats saying we can't go along with Governor Rauner's turnaround agenda because it is an attack upon the middle class. Well, here's my response to that is that before the Democrats claim that they are the protectors of the middle class, they need to apologize for what they have done to the middle class for the past 15 years. So get off it. Don't hide behind phony propositions and spin. Do what's right for Illinois. We're willing to make the tough decisions. They need to make some tough decisions, too. We're willing to step outside the box and make decisions that probably are contrary to our party base. They need to do the same.
That is Illinois House Republican Leader Jim Durkin from Western Springs. Leader Durkin, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Sunday Spin.
My pleasure.
We'll be back with more right after this.